hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, and hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you just pick up the story and tell us what's going on in the world?
Well, there's several hot issues. The economy is always going to be one, and I'm putting a lot of time in on the economy. The politicians continue to say we're going to have a recovery this year, and those that look at the fundamentals say we're not. But let me cover a couple of the shorter issues first. Obama's Supreme Court nominee, I believe, is a controlled entity. While all the pundits are scrambling to analyze where exactly in the judicial and political spectrum Judge Sonia Sotomayor comes from, let me assure you this is a very compliant puppet judge being offered a seat on the Supreme Court. She's a soft liberal who will always bend the law to write her version of social injustices, but more importantly, she's a player who will take orders, and that's what the powers that be want. You know, we know enough about her background to say she is no scholar. She's ridden the wave of politically correct judicial appointments that have guaranteed a steady stream of women and Latino judges on the federal bench. Her legal rulings have been very narrow, thus denying any definitive track record of a judicial ideology. But what we do see, you know, of course, that's they purposely pick someone who would be, have all of the elements that no one dares vote against, being a woman, being a Latino, so she's a minority. That gives her protection. Also, the lack of any definitive, real hard cases, denies the opposition a lot to work with. We do have a couple of cases, however, which indicates that this is going to be more of the same liberal-type justices, which have plagued the court for so many years and provided a majority for the liberals. The main court case that has conservatives worried is her refusal to overturn a lower court decision in the case of the New Haven, Connecticut firefighters, who claimed that the city illegally passed him over for promotion and gave preferential treatment to blacks. And basically, the issue was they had a standardized test to advance all fighter fires within New Haven. The blacks traditionally did worse on the test. And therefore, because they were worse, that was prima facie evidence that you have to throw out the entire procedure and give blacks preference. And she upheld that. Critics claim that Judge Sotomayor and her colleagues didn't engage in any legal analysis. They issued a one-paragraph ruling. They didn't grapple with any of the major issues. They simply wanted to bury the claims of the New Haven firefighters. On the appeal to the full panel of the 13-member court, the judges were more conflicted. Six sharply objected to the short, unsigned opinion, stating it failed to examine any of the law. The defenders stated that the law was clear, and actually the law is not clear. They're really talking about case law in court, which does tend to side with any minority which can claim that a test discriminates against them. But those issues, in fact, were not addressed in the one-paragraph decision. And in fact, the full court said basically this needs the full hearing and allowed it to go on to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is expected to hand down its decision before Sotomayor's Senate confirmation hearings begin. So we should have an interesting battle here. But essentially, we have a case where civil rights laws are being used to give preferential treatment. In essence, civil rights laws are to make sure that no one is discriminated against, which a uniform test tends to do. But, of course, if it doesn't yield uniform results, they always claim that the test is biased against Hispanics or blacks. In this case, Hispanics were bringing the case because they were bypassed for promotion to the blacks who passed or got the lowest scores on the test. In another ruling, Judge Sotomayor, who is a New York native, ruled on a Second Circuit Court of Appeal case on the Second Amendment that it was not a fundamental right, does not apply to the states. In Maloney versus Cuomo, the ruling is, of course, in direct conflict with the Ninth Circuit Court ruling in Nordke versus King in California that the Second Amendment is incorporated in the due process and the 14th Amendment. And, of course, it runs against the latest Supreme Court ruling as well. So I think that while more, a little bit more may come out about her, they're going to scrutinize everything, whether or not she hired any illegal aliens as nannies and other things that are typical. But I suspect that they've got a pretty, safe, compliant puppet to put on the court. And, frankly, a lot of people are not impressed. This looks like a pretty plain Jane type of person that's being promoted for political correctness.
What a tragedy. What a tragedy.
So now moving on to the big issue now, and that's North Korea's militant brinkmanship. I'm going to try to help my readers of the World Affairs Brief understand that this week. Essentially, you know, they did another test blast of a nuke. That wasn't provocative enough. North Korea is getting ready for even more destabilizing measures. This is a very typical pattern with the North. They're claiming, for example, they're going to, in essence, they've said South Korea's joining or participation in a U.S.-led program to seize weapons of mass destruction in what's called the U.S.-led Proliferation Security Initiative, claims the right to be able to interdict North Korean shipping that may be, have suspected cargo on it of shipping nuclear material or rocket technology to other nations. The U.S. has long claimed the ability to interdict those. They've never done it, though, so far. And now South Korea joining that coalition is setting the stage for North Korea to say any interdiction of our ships or attempted forced inspections will be an act of war. So they're really rattling the sabers on this. And as my longtime readers are aware, the U.S. has always played it easy with North Korea, talking tough but always backing down and accepting whatever North Korea dishes out, which in turn is always less belligerent than the rhetoric. Now, the U.S. has always fulfilled its promises to provide oil and aid in the face of North Korea's refusal to abide by its part of the agreements. And worse, the U.S. has made numerous statements guaranteeing North Korea's national integrity, ensuring that this worst of all rogue nations won't be subject to regime change by the United States. Now, this is not only strange but hypocritical, given that the U.S. has actually attacked various nations far less predatory than North Korea for far less than what North Korea has done, including Iraq and the ongoing threats against Iran. So why this double standard? Well, there's several reasons. One, the U.S. knows that North Korea is fronting for China and Russia and is not yet ready to tangle with them. The U.S. actively covers for Russian and Chinese duplicity vis-a-vis North Korea. Both nations claim to be equally, quote, concerned about North Korea's belligerency and trying to bring about change through diplomatic pressure as part of the Group of Six, the six-nation talks, you know, about North Korea's nuclear program. But they're all lies. The U.S. knows that North Korea will provide a future trigger event for World War III, which I think it wants to foment for its own globalist purposes. And thus, I think the U.S. is being actively permissive with North Korea. Now, on North Korea's part, it has long known that the U.S. is somehow afraid to enforce its will upon Pyongyang. I don't necessarily think they know why. They just know from their track record or long history of confrontation that the best way to get its way with the international community is to get close to the brink of war and then watch the U.S. and all the world scramble to pull it back from the brink, offering more aid and goodies in the process. You know, they've done this numerous times, and it works.
Well, I know, but don't you really think that somehow or other this whole thing is really a scam in many ways? North Korea would not be doing what it's doing without our full help and complicity. We'll be right back in just a moment with Joel Skousen. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Joel Skousen, talking about North Korea. And, you know, as I look at North Korea, Joel, why, you know, this just doesn't make sense. It's sort of like a President Ahmadinejad of Iran getting up and announcing publicly that now they have missiles that can hit Israel and that can hit, you know, American bases. Why would you want to inflame the enemy? You know, it's sort of like shaking a stick at a rattlesnake. You just don't do it. And the same thing is true with North Korea. I mean, we've done everything we could to keep that administration in power through the years. We didn't try to defeat them during the Korean War. I wonder, one guy wise or another, we've provided them with all sorts of food and you know, oil and things that they need to keep the Afrasiab in power. They couldn't stay in power by themselves, and there's no way they could possibly have built a nuclear weapon or a sophisticated missile without direct help from our good friends in communist China. So if we really wanted to put pressure on North Korea, we'd put pressure on communist China or Russia, and we've absolutely refused to do that. Do you think this is just another example of a wonderful enemy that we can certainly mobilize the American people against?
Well, I don't think the time is right for that. They're not. This is not the time for North Korea to actually make good on its threats and attack South Korea. What I really think is happening here, Dr. Stan, is very simple. I mean, first of all, remember they do have a track record that every time they push the U.S. towards the brink of war, the U.S. offers all kinds of concessions so that North Korea has an excuse to back down, collect the concessions, and go merry on its way. And remember, this brinkmanship was caused by new sanctions which the U.S. put upon them for breaking their deal on the nuclear agreement. So they've been under these new sanctions. So what is North Korea doing? They're once again moving toward the brink of war. And so the U.S. will offer in negotiations to reduce sanctions in order to get them to back away from the brink. In other words, I mean, they just played this numerous times before. Now, the reason Ahmadinejad can't do this is because he knows the U.S. would grab up the excuse, and Israel would too, to attack. And somehow North Korea has known through history that the U.S. will not attack. And so they're playing this to get the sanctions reduced. Now, so what is the U.S. doing? They're going to the U.N. They're saying, we want to increase sanctions. But, in fact, you'll see the international community say, well, we can't increase sanctions or we might cause war. And so the whole end of this will be, again, the reduction of sanctions, and North Korea will agree to go back to the table. They will not follow through with anything, but it just keeps the process going. Allowing North Korea to continue to build up their armed forces, to continue to build more nuclear weapons, and continue to put off the apparent efforts to get them to shut down their program. I realize this is a little more complex than what we're looking for, but I really think this is the game that North Korea is playing, stalling. And whenever sanctions come up, they go to brinkmanship, they get the sanctions removed, and they can play that for another 6 months when it finally becomes obvious that they're not going to fulfill their agreement. Sanctions come on. They go to brinkmanship, threaten, rattle their sables toward war. South Korea backs down again, and here we go again.
Well, either we've got the dumbest diplomats in the world, you know, in the State Department, or we have people who are traitors to the United States. But that is not the way you deal with a small country. And certainly they saw what you did with Iraq. There was no reason to go into Iraq, and yet we did it, and we just destroyed that nation, killed a million people. I don't think that our leaders would hesitate for 1 minute to kill a couple of million North Koreans, but obviously they have another agenda. They're not going to at this time,
that's
as
right.
You say.
You know, and North Korea is far more evil than Iraq ever was. And you look at the current regime in Iraq is just as corrupt. Saddam Hussein was. And so it's very obvious to the world in Iraq that we haven't gained anything by the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. You still have prison camps going on. You still have torture going on. Saddam Hussein tortured people. So does the Maliki regime. And the U.S. government actively participates. They turn the other way so that and do not allow, and this happens on American bases. This is happening on American bases. The torture is being done by Iraqis, but the U.S. knows about it and is covering for it. And under Obama, of course, who claims that torture has stopped. And this week we found out, you know, that Guantanamo is not going to close. The Senate has withdrawn permission to bring any of those prisoners to the United States to be tried for fear that they might be kept here, as if that makes them any greater threat to be in jail here versus in jail there. So we still have Guantanamo operating. We'll still have the torture squad, the special secret special forces units that are there for enforcement, and they haven't been removed. So as is typical of the Obama regime, nothing has changed.
It's like more and more of the same. You wonder when the American people are going to wake up and realize that you cannot trust any politician. He's going to say what you want to hear, and then when he gets the power, he's going to do what he's told to do.
Well, you know, it's so very difficult to do anything about it. People who are really upset, Ron Paul supporters, can't get anyone elected except Ron Paul himself, and that isn't enough to sway anyone. You know, Ron Paul has had relative success. I think there's 179 co-sponsors to his bill to audit the Fed. That isn't enough, by the way, yet to get it passed. But even if it passes, I'm afraid, because it will be an audit by the U.S. Treasury, that it's, you know, it's controlled. Any U.S. government investigation, in fact, always is staffed with controlled individuals who come out with a predictable conclusion. So I frankly don't think that unless Ron Paul is on the committee that we'll see an actual audit of the Fed that will mean anything.
No, but I really think that the reason that it's worthwhile is because it's beginning to educate the American people. And then, of course, if it does go through and we get another whitewash, you simply point out that you can't trust the government to investigate itself, to investigate the assassination of President Kennedy, to investigate, you know, anything at all. It's always going to be a government cover-up. 9/11, perfect example, but go right ahead.
No, I agree with you. I think that there is benefit in pushing this through, and you know, if he were to demand that it be a completely independent investigation created by Congress and not by the U.S. Treasury, then he probably wouldn't get as many co-sponsors. I mean, the establishment simply will not allow the Fed to go away. And, you know, the whole concept of let Congress take back the control of the money isn't an answer as well. You know, Congress is just as able to turn it over to the Treasury, which would inflate and cover up things just like the Fed is doing. So, you know, there's no real solution there. But it keeps the things turning. It keeps people, you know, hopeful that there is a solution. And I'm not sure that there really is anymore, given the power that we've seen the government have. But all we can do is continue to try to, you know, build the movement at least to get enough people concerned, and certainly he's helping out in that regard.
And it's a wonderful educational vehicle. That's why I'm supporting it. So, because when people begin to understand that the Fed, you know, has been played this game over and over again since 1913, and Christian, right now they're in the process of laying out a plan to destroy our economy. We'll be right back in just a moment with Joel Skousen, right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And at this point in the program, I want to ask Joel to tell you how to get in touch with him, how to get in touch with his organization, and get a trial copy, and hopefully subscribe. Go ahead.
Well, the World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and people can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Now, if they forget how to do that, tells them right how to do that on the front page after the synopsis of the current brief at worldaffairsbrief.com. Lots of interesting commentary from the archives. On the right-hand column, my specialty is trying to reveal what the hidden agenda is of government, and no better aspect to learn about that than the reports of whistleblowers all over the world who have talked about secret operations of the government, and including assassinating our own presidents and engendering terrorist attacks in order to drive, a globalist agenda. But there are also material on the various of my books about preparedness. I worked as a high security architect for about 30 years, and it put together a lot of my material on how to prepare against what I believe is going to be a devastating war that we're going to come through, as well as a book, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, which has a lot of analysis on how to prepare yourself with contingency plans in that regard. And also, as you know, and your staff knows, my research people put up the best of the conventional stories each day, links to those stories on my website, so that they're kind of pre-screened to give you the best and least disinformation from the conventional sources. Then each Friday I put out my analysis, as I'm doing tomorrow, on what's going on, adding information that even isn't in the best of the conventional stories.
Well, I certainly enjoy it, and I certainly go to World Affairs Brief every morning just to get an idea of what's really going on in the world so I don't have to spend hours going over all the various sites. I let you and your staff do it, and I appreciate so much your making that information available for nothing. But the weekly analysis, of course, helps to keep the World Affairs Brief going, and also it's got fascinating information in it. Go ahead.
Well, let's talk a little bit about GM and Chrysler bankruptcy, how they will not solve the problems. You know, Business Week kind of put it right when they said the upshot of it all is that there's 30 significant car companies worldwide that are fighting over a pie, the U.S. auto sales market, that has shrunk by more than 30% in the past 12 months. You know, and most of those foreign car companies receive subsidies from their respective governments. The industry can make about 90 million cars worldwide, but it's selling only 55 million. That's almost double the capacity. So this is not exactly a forgiving environment for a pair of wounded, you know, car companies, they say. That partly is why.
Joel, are you there? Joel, are you there? Well, looks like we might have Joel has been cut off. Anyway, hopefully you'll be back.
I'm still back, Dr. Stan.
Okay, go right ahead then.
I had a disconnect somehow here, but I'm back. In any case, this is partly why Chrysler's rescue has struck some as misguided. You know, there's the question, first of all, about the forced marriage with Fiat, an Italian car company that just was coming back from beating on the rocks itself. It has over $9 billion in debt, which is huge for a European car company. The world's car makers will launch 60 or so models in the U.S. every year for the next 5 years. Key and Volkswagen are building U.S. plants. Toyota Motors has a factory in Mississippi slated to manufacture the Prius hybrid, and it could build other models there once the demand rebounds. And if someone buys GM Saturn's retail network, two dealer chains are bidding for it, it could give Chinese car makers or India's Tata Motors a launching pad as well. They certainly are going to sell Saturns, which are essentially going under, as well as Pontiac, which has been dropped from the GM line. So it hardly helps that GM and Chrysler will emerge from bankruptcy with their reputation in tatters. Many Americans have long seen GM and Chrysler cars as dated and inferior. Now, thanks to the company's serial woes, generous rebates and government-backed warranties won't be enough to persuade skeptics to visit their dealerships, which are being reduced by about 10,000 in number, at great anguish to dealers who paid good money for those dealerships, and now they're being told that their dealership is not going to be renewed. I mean, this is really having an impact. These car companies are just being ruthless with these dealers. And let's not forget that many Americans believe the Obama administration is wasting the people's money on companies that have made numerous mistakes over the years. So this is, you know, we talk a lot about the, you know, bailing out these car companies, but even after you bailed them out, even after the bankruptcy, what have we got left? We got a shell of a company in GM that's going to have half its product line. And Chrysler's going to be probably cut to half its product line. I don't think they're ever going to resurge to dominance as they were before. And yet government, the U.S. taxpayer, will be stuck with ownership of these companies. And essentially we'll have socialism in the automobile industry.
But do you think the thing that really bothers me is that General Motors is an international corporation. It has 8 factories in China. It has a factory in Russia. It has a number of factories in South America and in India. And General Motors is already saying that they're going to start, you know, about 25% of the cars that are going to be sold in the United States, GM cars, are going to be built overseas. So the United States government is giving large sums of money to General Motors so that they can, you know, certainly go ahead and build their cars overseas and bring them into here. They're not going to be creating American jobs. They're going to be creating jobs in China and in South America and in India and in Russia. Why are we giving this corporation, this international corporation, money? How could they be operating over in China, and they're the second largest automobile producer there, not doing that badly? How can they operate over there and they can't operate here? Obviously, they must have some sort of a shill game where they shift the funds around and they simply say, oh, you've got to give us money. Things got to be terrible. The sky's going to fall if you don't give us money. All the time, of course, they're shifting their center of operations overseas. Why doesn't anybody talk about that?
Yes, well, I did cover that in last week's World Affairs Brief, that when General Motors resurges, as you say, almost 25% of their vehicles will be manufactured at their China facilities and shipped into the United States. This is just unconscionable, and it's absolutely been not talked about except in a very few sources. Now, even worse than this, you know, as in all of the bailouts, the government is choosing favorites and skewing others at will. The Obama administration and the GM are first paying off political votes by buying, or by, in essence, buying favors from the UAW, the big automobile union. General Motors, which is staying afloat on, you know, almost $20 billion in U.S. government loans, is offering a very sweet deal, a buyout package, to nearly all the UA workers under contract, especially at the union plant-level leadership. To get workers to leave GM under the deal of downsizing, GM will offer buyouts and retirement packages that range from $20,000 to $115,000 per person, as well as a $25,000 new vehicle voucher. Now, I mean, this is incredible, Dr. Stan. In essence, how do we explain to individual bondholders who are being told they've got to take 10 cents on the dollar and lose part of their retirement money, and the UA workers get a free car and a six-figure payoff? I mean, this is just incredible.
Well, we live in a world gone mad. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Go ahead.
Well, you know, what I'm saying is that throughout this bailout, what we're seeing is we have delivered to the U.S. Treasury the absolute right to do something not based upon law, not based upon a uniform criteria. Everything in the United States heretofore has been built on the concept that government can do nothing unless it does not discriminate. You see, it cannot give any special deals to anyone. It must be available to all across the board on an equal basis and an equal qualifying basis. And now we're seeing that we give bailouts to banks and we deny money to other banks who are equally as needful. We let them go under and be bought out by the ones that we give money to. And we're seeing that General Motors has put actual secured creditors, taken them off the top of the list, where the law guarantees them that they're able to be first
in
line.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen. Of course, one of the things that really bothers me is it looks like we're going to give about $20 billion to General Motors. That's taxpayers' money, but are we ever going to get that money back? Is there any provision that the taxpayers are going to get paid back, Joel?
No, there certainly is not. It would have to come out of excess profits from General Motors, and as Business Week is saying, this is so far down the line, any recovery of the automobile. I mean, we're still not even close to the end of this shakeout. I mean, when you look at all of the models that Kia has out there and that Hyundai has and who are all doing better than General Motors, that Toyota has, that Honda has, that the German car makers have. I mean, these people are dominating innovation, and their models are very, very popular. But, you know, we're going to see some fallout. Even Nissan is having to be bailed out by the Japanese government. Toyota Motors is showing a loss. When Toyota's showing a loss this year, you know we're a long ways away from a recovery. So, I'm just not sure how this is going to work out or how General Motors or Chrysler can ever have a dominant position again. They just won't ever be the same without a full range of vehicles. And I think that they're, good selling vehicles now. Ford has the Ford Mustang has always been a perennial seller, but it just can't make up a full range of vehicles and sell them versus the full package of vehicles available from Toyota. And people traditionally, companies like General Motors or Ford or Chrysler, can't exist on just one or two models, especially with the corporate structure that they've designed and the huge overheads. And much of that is not going to go away in the bankruptcy. So I don't see a happy ending to this. This is really only going to be, I think, an excuse to pour more money into these things. And once you've poured enough money into them, you've trapped the American taxpayer to saying, well, we have to continue, lest the taxpayer lose their investments. Should have never gotten into this. And it's the same thing with the bank bailouts. The money's never coming back. Right now it's not inflationary. As I pointed out, it's filling up this vast hole in the speculative economy that was created by these instruments like derivatives that had no backing. And, it's just almost a bottomless pit you can keep pouring money into it. Eventually, if they let this inflationary money spill over into the real economy, we can have some hyperinflation. But it's just such a deep hole, Dr. Stan. I'm just not sure. I can't predict hyperinflation this year or even next year. I think we're at least, you know, 3 or 4 years, and that starts to then conflow with the potential of war. We're going to see that nations do not fail because of failed economies. Nations fail because they have lack of judgment and they get boresighted on economic measures, as we did in the Depression, and they get into a denial mode about the real threats looming on the horizon. My feeling is we're like in 1932, 1933, midst of real economic turmoil. We're probably 5 years away from a major world war, and nobody's warning about it. And right now, Russia and China are building towards that eventuality, and it's virtually nowhere on the horizon for people.
And, of course, America is cutting back on its military. We're canceling a lot of military programs, and I think you're absolutely right. Russia and China are in full production for war. We've created the best enemy. Money could buy. Go right ahead.
You know, what's interesting, Dr. Stan, is we're specifically cutting weapons that are meant to fight a war with Russia and China. Everybody's putting out the propaganda in the Pentagon that we're going to be in this continual war on terror forever. And it's a delightful excuse to be able to say, well, we don't need any more Navy, we don't need any more aircraft carriers, we don't need any more missiles. Obama's on a charge to dismantle whatever missiles we have now. We're canceling a lot of our long-range fighter weapons that would be effective at fighting against, the new generation of Russian and Chinese fighters. Of course, they're building whole new submarine fleets in both Russia and China. And we're tracking them, but our Pentagon is not warning that this is any major problem. And that's why I long said the biggest thing that we have to worry about is that our own government is covering for Russian and Chinese war preparations and not alerting the American people. Even while they build huge bunker systems in and around the Washington area. I mean, it's clear that they're preparing for something more than a rogue terrorist strike. They know that a big strike is coming someday, and Americans would be foolish not to keep this in mind, that while we work through these problems, while we try to support causes to get our liberty back, we need to be preparing in the next 5 years to make sure that we aren't caught unprepared when nuclear weapons begin to fall on this nation.
I agree with you, and all we can do is just sound the alarm, Joel, and hope that some people are out there watching. But I really believe there's a very real threat of a nuclear war in the not-too-distant future. And, of course, I believe then that is one reason why the Sybil Edmonds story is so important. The transfer of the nuclear technology to Pakistan, which was shared with North Korea and with Iran, why would they cover that up? Why wouldn't they let the American people know? And I hope our listeners will go out in the Internet and read the Sybil Edmonds story, or go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, we have January of 2008. The article on state secrets is so important. Joel, we're out of time. I will really look forward to having you with us tomorrow morning.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoy the interview with Joel Skousen. First of all, he does all the talking, which is great for me. Secondly, I always enjoy what he has to say. But I think it's really heed his warnings, because I think that terrible, terrible times lie ahead. And if you have not read my January 2008 newsletter, it's up on the Internet under RadioLiberty.com. Get it, read it, check it out on the Internet. Everybody in the world knows that we have been transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan so they could share it with the other Muslim nations. Everybody but the American people. Because, of course, they cannot. They've done everything they could to prevent the American people from learning the truth. Well, let me just point out, we finally finished our new DVD. It's called The Financial Armageddon. It comes with a syllabus. You can get them separately or together at a reduced cost. But the syllabus has all sorts of information you will not find elsewhere. And incidentally, it has all of my newsletters from November right up until through March. I think it'll be the latest one that'll be in there. And then, of course, but it has the speeches by Congressman McFadden and Congressman Wright Patton. Has the speech by Alexander by Andrew Jackson back in 1837, talking about the danger of the central bank at that time. There's nothing new under the sun. And, of course, we do have an invisible government here in the United States, and my DVD on the financial Armageddon will tell you about that invisible government and, of course, who is involved, and it'll tell you a lot about Obama. Who got Barack Obama elected, and why, and what does the future hold? Financial Armageddon, syllabus, DVD, the telephone number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, we have all sorts of great information there you need to get. We've got a great new four-tape set. It's called Vaccine Update 2009. That's Vaccine Update 2009. We've got a great DVD by Dr. Blaylock, Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. You need to understand the danger of vaccines, and let me suggest that you get that little book by Neil Miller, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? Very well done. Now, if you want the big book, we've got this 500-page book, the Vaccine Safety Manual, but the small book will give you the information you need for the discussions. He has another book on autism. We have a four-tape set on autism. We have got, you know, certainly other books on vaccines. That's Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's material on vaccines. You need to have the information, and you need to help your family and your friends understand the danger of vaccines and that they are planning on another influenza epidemic. They've been working since 2004 to create these new influenza germs and very, very deadly influenza germs. Why would they do that? Well, that takes us into the population control agenda. And if you haven't seen my DVD on population or planned population reduction, that's planned population reduction, my DVD, I think it's a video, on population control, and then another one called Nundare College Genocide. You need to get this information, and then, of course, you need to find out if it's really true. If it is true, understand there's an organized effort to kill off most of the people in the world. You need to go to my website, see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones. You can get there on my website for nothing, the copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph, or we'll send it to you if you get anything from us. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for